Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
All right, guys, change of plan.
We're going to Euro Disney.
Colby, you arrive to an empty room.
Where'd everyone go?
Ding! One of the elevator doors opens. The nurse steps into the hallway. She moves weirdly, kind of rigidly. Her head turns suddenly in your direction.
I shut the door.
The door opens and the nurse is standing in the doorway. Pepper is absolutely losing her fucking mind.
Why are you here?
Green slime begins drooling out of her mouth and onto her shirt. She puts both of her hands up and lunges towards you. We're going to go to initiative.
Ah! Oh, boy.
She knocks you to the ground.
Oh, no.
And kneeling on top of you, she just tries to barf glime into your face. You turn your head at the last second and the side of your head is splattered in glime. Pepper has had enough. You've been tackled. Pepper is in the fucking fight. You feel something, not just the woman, but something else heavy land on top of this pile, and you see the woman is dragged off you as Pepper savages at her back. It's your turn.
Can I stick my foot in the elevator to keep the door open?
The elevator doors have closed.
But the elevator would still be there, unless it's been called by someone else.
Wilbur, you get back to the lobby.
Oh, good.
You open the doors, step out. Your sister isn't here.
Huh. Oh, well.
Call the elevator. Oh, highs or lows? Wait.
No, you're just going to the park, aren't you?
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
As a great prank, when Hugh steps out of the elevator, he hits every single button.
Well, how many elevators are there?
There's two elevators.
Yeah, okay.
Squirrel says, that's a really mean thing to do to someone else. Hugh shrugs.
It'll probably be fine.
All right, they're following you, so where are you going?
Well, let's jump into the... Actually, I go to the first aid room where I know Colby is.
Meanwhile...
So how's Pepper doing?
Pepper's winning that fight, but the woman doesn't seem to care too much. She's trying to get to you. She's still... Pepper is kind of like dragging her off you, but she's kind of reaching out, trying to grab you. She keeps spewing up glime, and you are in danger of getting splattered. You're in the splash zone.
The room door's still open, isn't it?
Yes.
I want to go and grab a towel and wrap the towel around her head and, like, tie it in a knot. Or, like, grab a pillow and just shove her head in a pillow so that if she's vomiting, it's not splashing.
Okay. You can go grab a pillow.
I think pillow's probably best, yeah. Grab a pillow.
I guess I'd call that weaponry strength, which is only 5 dice. Are you comfortable with 5?
Yep.
You, with Pepper's help, you are able to, like, she was straddling you before. You straddle her, shove the pillow on her face, and you can feel it shuddering as she vomits glime into it. Wilbur, you get to the first aid office. Mm-hmm. The door is locked.
I knock on the door.
No response. A staff member walks past. Are you in trouble? What's going on?
I was just looking for Colby. He's ginormous, but we're also twins. And she has blood coming out of her ears. Have you seen her?
Oh, the staff member turns back to the door. You see they take out a set of keys, unlock the door and open it. There's no one inside. They are not here. Where did you last see them?
They were in the lobby heading to the sick bay, the first aid room.
Oh, they are not here, but there is many places that they could be. I will contact front desk. Please come with me.
Okay.
You walk back to the front desk. One of the receptionists, the person tells the receptionist, and one of the receptionists picks up a phone and dials a number into it. They just sit waiting, and you can hear the ringing noise through the phone. Beep, 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 beep. It's the woman's turn. She grabs around your head, Colby, and tries to drag you in closer. There's enough glime going around that she quite obviously is just trying to smear your head into something. Luckily, you're able to keep your... Maybe she forces your head down, but you turn your head to the side and your head is just kind of lying on the pillow. You can still hear Pepper.
Can I put her head in the pillow?
Her head is in the pillow.
Like in the pillowcase?
Oh, so you want to, okay. Because you were smothering her before, you want to put her head in the pillow.
Yeah, I
want to
make it so that she's got something on her head so no glime can get on me for it.
All right, well, just letting you know that the pillow is quite porous and glime is leaking through very easily.
Yeah, but then she can't, like, splash it.
Okay, yep, you can try that.
And I want to make it so that her mouth side is the side that's on the pillow, so she would have to slime through the whole pillow as well as the pillowcase.
Yep, you do that. You not only that, but somehow you manage to stuff. You get an exceptional success, so you do really well. So you an exceptional success is if you get 5 successes, you just do really, really well. Ooh. So in addition to putting it over so that the pillow is in front of her face, you stuff some of it down her throat, and then she begins choking on it, and no more glime is coming out.
Okay, I jump up and start hitting the elevator button really, really fast.
Pepper lets go when you get off, and you can just hear Pepper. Rah, 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 rah. Highs or lows?
Highs.
I've got good news and bad news.
Yep.
The elevator doors open immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The entire panel is lit up. Every single floor has been hit.
I get in. Pepper, 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 Pepper.
All right, that's a animal Ken plus presence roll. So it's 1 dice. Not a chance die. So you got a success on a 10 and 9 or an 8. Are you happy with 1 dice?
I'll add another one.
Another,
some coal power.
Some coal power, no worries. You manage to coax Pepper back into the elevator. Or not back, you coax Pepper into the elevator. As the doors are closing, you see the woman sits up and you could just see out of the pillow glime drooling down onto her dress. And then the doors close.
Going up or down? I guess up.
Yeah, it'd be going up.
Mm.
All right, meanwhile, at the front desk, the receptionist, there does not seem to be anyone answering. Huh. Very strange. They hang up.
Who are you trying to call?
I was trying to contact security. There is no one answering. Very odd. Oh. Well,
Well, she probably was going to go back to our room, right? Because that's where we were going to go. Should we go? What do you think, fellas? Should we go get Colby before we go to Euro Disney?
All right. So...
I mean, you're not asking friends of mine, are you?
Yeah, yeah. No one wants to get Colby.
All right. Okay, let's go to Disney.
You walk out together.
Let's get that glime.
I will let you know that your sister is looking for you if I see her.
Thank you.
All right. You head out to go to Euro Disney.
Tell her we're going to Euro Disney to eat some glime.
All right, Sen. You two exchanged one hell of a fucking look. All right. So you step out into the park area and you can see now, instead of just testing the attractions, you can see they're in full swing. There's maybe a roller coaster that goes quite close to Hotel Donald and it's got 2 big loop-de-loops to it. You watch as a series of people go, whoa, on the 2 loop-de-loops and onwards. You head in that direction, I guess. So... you are currently in the park. The hotel that you're at is in Discovery Land, which is kind of themed after... it's kind of got a bit of a jungle theme. That's why there's so many parks here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got like a... ooh, you could be in maybe the Amazon or some far-flung place in the world or something like that. There is a massive roller coaster that dominates most of this area. Plus, you can see to your north, there's this big domed building that has some sort of like futuristic bent to it. And then you know that if you head kind of straight ahead, you'll get to Main Street, USA, which is how you... It connects to the entirety of the park.
Well, I look around and can I see a concession stand?
You look around, you can see there's no concession stand here, mm-hmm. but there is a sign that indicates that you can head towards that domed area or towards Main Street, USA for concessions.
So do I have an idea of what the domed area is, or I got no idea?
You haven't picked up a map, have you?
No, I was going to before, but I didn't.
No, yeah, you wouldn't know then.
I am going to try and find a map.
All right, an information kiosk would probably... They'd be a lot more common. So yeah. Yes, you can pick up from an information kiosk, or yeah, they wouldn't have maps in them, but they'd have a big map of the park on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that big domed area is called Space Mountain Mission 2.
Oh,
it's fast pass available.
Do we have fast passes?
No, fast pass. I think you need to preload and stuff like that. You just have a free pass.
Okay. How long's the line look?
Well, you can't see the line on the map.
All right, boys. Should we go to the Space Mountain 2 just real quick before we get some glime?
Each of them look at each other. Squirrel, who doesn't want to smell the glime, nods and says, yeah, let's do that.
All right. We're just doing a really quick Space Mountain 2, and then we are going to glime, okay?
All right, you head north towards Space Mountain 2. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Colby, you get one floor up. The doors open. You just stand where
you are. I start clicking to shut them again.
All right. The doors shut. You go. What's your objective? Where do you want to go?
I want to get down to the ground floor.
Okay.
But I know I'm usually calm in situations of fighting, and mm-hmm. that is a virtue of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was scary when an adult did it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a bit rattled.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I reckon it'll take me one or two floors to realize I can get to a different elevator, and the other elevator probably hasn't had all the buttons pressed.
Probably hasn't, no.
So, yeah, I imagine one or two floors up, I just try and swap to another elevator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risky maneuver.
And then you're going to head down back to the reception?
Yep.
All right. Highs or lows?
Highs.
You get back down to level 20.
Uh-huh.
So level 20 is the floor that you are on.
Okay. Okay.
Feels like the elevator is slowing down. Like maybe someone's pressed the button on level 20 and the doors are about to open and there's going to be someone here.
I press the emergency stop button.
Fuck yes! The elevator comes to an emergency stop. And after maybe 30 seconds, the little intercom thing buzzes on. Hello, is there a problem in the elevator?
Okay. How... Did I manage to stop it between floors exactly, or do I see into level 20 a little bit?
It's an electronic system, so just flashing lights, you can't tell how far down you are.
Okay. But it didn't, like, open the doors and I can...
No, the doors are not
open. ...exposed to the lady. Hi, I was just on level 20 and there was a woman who was vomiting heaps. Can you go get her?
Oh, okay. Yes, we will send some security to there. Are you okay?
Well, I'm in the elevator, but I don't want her to... She was a bit scary, so I've just stopped the elevator so that she won't be there.
Okay, what floor did you say?
Level 20.
All right, we will send someone as soon as we can, then.
Okay.
All right, are you okay?
Is there any way you can make the elevator go past level 20 from where you are?
I'm sorry, I cannot do this, no.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, then. Well, do you know how to contact me if you need anything?
Just the button again, right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay. I mean, call me if that's been sorted, or I'll call you.
All right. Well, when they help with the lady, they will also come and help you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Meanwhile.
Oh, no.
Are we in line or are we on Space Mountain?
You got there quite early, so I would say the line is quite short. So yeah, you get onto Space Mountain without too much trouble. Absolutely.
Hell yeah. I ride and thoroughly enjoy Space Mountain 2.
You go through Space Mountain, it's the ride of a lifetime. It's mm-hmm. so, like I said, this area is Discovery Land. It's themed after adventure, exploration, finding new things. So Space Mountain obviously has the theme of like exploring space.
Yeah.
As you're getting on, there's kind of a, or in the line, there's kind of like a build up, like a lead. kind of implying that your space adventure is going to be sent out on an expedition to an unknown far-flung planet. Mm-hmm. Heaps of advertising for Glime, by the way.
Yeah.
You can see it's very fresh as well. It's like newly put up advertising for Glime.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe actually in line, you can see someone has a can of Glime that they're desperately trying to finish before they get on the ride.
God damn, that Glime looks tasty.
Fuck, not even a little bit scared.
I mean, I'm concerned that it's a mind control thing, but it looks good. Looks refreshing and sure. Smooth.
And then you get onto the ride, which is obviously shaped as a rocket ship, and you go through the it's an entirely contained within that domed area. It's an indoor ride. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Wilbur has ever done that before, but it's probably quite novel if they haven't.
No, they haven't.
The domed inside is kind of all just painted dark with little stars to imply that you're in outer space.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe think for a moment how they make them twinkle. You go through the ride and then come out the other end. That was really fun. We should do that again.
How long's the line to get there?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
It hasn't really gotten any longer. You think you're in still that sweet spot where waiting
You've
for a...
You said sweet spot. He's getting on Space Mountain 2, too.
All right,
there's
one more ride, and then we'll look for the Glime, okay?
You go through Space Mountain 2 a second time.
Is it as good?
It's just as good, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, no.
Just as exciting...
Space Mountain 2, 3?
Just as exciting because you knew what... You knew all the good parts right as they were about to happen. The second time you get off, though, the line's starting to get a bit long.
All right, well, should we go find some Glime, see what the deal is?
Yeah, they nod. Everyone except Squirrel.
Squirrel, you'll be fine.
What if we just did it like one more time?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be as good
a
third.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. Well, this is the last time.
This time the wait, instead of being maybe 10, 15 minutes, the wait is maybe 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. It got really long in the time it took you to do the second go through.
That's okay.
So we're looking at, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours of your life? Yeah, and mine's the most frightening 15 minutes.
Are you still trapped in the elevator?
Yeah.
Colby,
mm-hmm.
In the elevator,
yeah.
You can hear some scrambling, like... Not knocking, but kind of footsteps, padded footsteps, as in people walking on carpet. And you can hear like a talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak French, perchance?
No.
Oh, I think I speak French.
I think you do. Well, if you don't speak French, then you can't understand what's being said. You can tell, obviously, they're not speaking English. Who knows what they could who knows what they could possibly hear in Euro Disney be speaking? We may never know.
Is there a little fire extinguisher in the...
Highs or lows?
Highs.
There's a fire extinguisher.
I would like to access the fire extinguisher.
All right.
Just get it ready.
In the hallway, you hear poof, 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 the sound of gunshots.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I'm a baby. I can't know what that looks like.
Then you hear something like tearing metal, and then the elevator doors are forced ajar. Just a little bit at first, then a crowbar slips its way in. This is from up high up on the door, not low down on the door.
Okay.
And then the doors are wrenched apart. You see Mr. Green is looking in at you from, you're in between level 21 and level 20.
Yeah.
You can see Mr. Green on level 21. His jacket has been taken off. He's got his shirt, he's rolled up sleeves. Mm-hmm. You can see he looks tired and very sweaty. He's like red in the face. He reaches out with an arm. Grab my hand! Grab my hand! In the bottom half, you can see the woman, that nurse, has pinned obviously it's a security guard, up against the wall. She looks back at you with Glime drooling out of her mouth. She turns back to the security guard. The security guard, you can see he's like bloodied in the face. He goes, "Non, non." She vomits all over his face and drops him. She turns around to you, Colby. What do you do?
I blast her in the face with a fire extinguisher.
Yes, I'm bad.
As she approaches, you hit her with the fire extinguisher.
Wait, do you mean like...
No, blast her with the foam.
With the foam.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that's... Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I hit her with the fire extinguisher.
You open up with the fire extinguisher. You squeeze the thing... The handle, that little squeezy bit? You squeeze that, but it locks halfway through and nothing comes out. Mr. Green screams again, "Grab my hand!"
I grab his hand.
He drags you up onto level 21 as you feel something, you feel the nurse trying to grab at your ankles.
Oh, hang on. I'd boost Pepper up first.
Oh, shit, yeah. All right, you boost Pepper up. Mr. Green grabs Pepper and says, "Okay, that's fine." He lets the dog through. "Now give me your hand."
Yes!
The nurse grabs for your legs. She's got your legs.
Oh, no.
You grab Mr. Green's hand. Mr. Green starts dragging you up and she starts dragging you down. Mr. Green and you can make a check together. This is just straight up strength. You at 3, him at 3 versus her at 3. So you've got a good chance.
It's embarrassing for Mr. Green. I'm a child.
She has a vice-like grip around your legs, and she begins dragging you down. Mr. Green has quite clear panic on his face. "Don't let go! Don't let go!" he says.
I'm holding on.
All right. You were halfway out of the elevator, but now you're all the way back into the elevator. You both try again. It feels like you're being torn apart. She vomits onto your legs.
Oh, yucky.
Mr. Green looks in a panic, and you can see he's trying to look past you. All right, kid. We're going to try something real risky, he says. He lets go from where he is, and both of you fall into the elevator.
Oh, God.
Get behind me, he says.
Can I at least gesture to the fire extinguisher? Maybe he knows how to use it.
He starts scrambling. You can see on a hip holster he has a pistol.
That's better.
he quite obviously is making an action to shield you. Climb out of here! Get out of here, kid! He pulls his pistol, and then the woman lunges for him now, grabs Mr. Green's legs, and starts trying to drag him out the bottom of the elevator. But when that happens, without Mr. Green to keep it open, the elevator doors start slamming shut on Mr. Green's legs and the woman. Mr. Green's legs are now the only things keeping the elevator doors open. You see with like a lot of effort, he tries to split his legs open to give as much space as possible. He sticks his gun in between the elevator doors. Bang, 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 bang. He fires. He just keeps pulling the trigger.
Oh my God.
He fires 4 shots. All of them hit this woman. 2 in her head, 2 in her body. Her head nearly splits open, and it's like it was Glime-wearing skin just begins spilling out.
Oh.
She does not slow down or stop. Get out of here, kid! It's your turn. Rah, 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 rah. Pepper's on the 21st floor.
If I have realized that I am strong,
yeah,
can I try and, like, rip one of his legs out, or like try and as
what?
In pull one of his legs out really suddenly.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Well, you could try.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you grab the nurse still has a vice-like grip around his leg. You are unable to force it to budge. What are you doing, kid? The woman vomits into the elevator. Both you and Mr. Green need to roll.
Uh-oh.
All right, you're lucky. Mr. Green is also lucky. Mr. Green rocks his head backwards and Glime vomits up along his chest, hits his chin but does not touch his face. You just take a step out of the way and Glime splatters into the elevator but doesn't even touch you. And then, past the woman, you see the security guard lying on the floor now, jerks a little bit, and then slowly begins to get up.
I get out of the elevator, Adam.
All right. Well, it's Mr. Green's turn first.
Okay. Okay. I watch.
Mr. Green keeps firing. Bang, 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 bang. Eventually, he does enough damage. He shoots two bullets through her arm. One of her arms lets go. Well, it doesn't let go. Her arm is severed from the two shots. And he manages to force bring both of his legs in, wrenching himself out of the grip of her other arm. The elevator doors slam shut. You all right, kid? She get any on you?
No, no, I'm fine. Are you okay?
He drops the gun. It just clatters to the ground. And he grabs your head, not unlike how your mum did. And he looks you dead in the face, obviously checking to see if any grime got anywhere on your face. All right. Okay, you can hear Pepper barking from the 21st floor still. All right, kid. Okay, we're going to have to... I'm really sorry, kid, but we're going to have to open these doors again. All right?
You're right. Yeah, I know.
Now... what we're going to do is, you're going to sit on my shoulders when I open the door so you can get out onto the 21st floor, all right?
Yep.
When you get out, you grab that fucking dog, you run, and you do not look back. Take the stairs. Don't take an elevator.
Okay. Do you want to use the fire extinguisher?
He looks at the fire extinguisher, and then he looks back at you. You grab the fire extinguisher, you take it, all right?
How do you use a fire extinguisher?
He picks it up, pulls out the pin, and hands it to you.
Thank you.
Careful, it's loaded, he says.
Save yourself.
All right, you get up onto his shoulders. He wedges his hands in the door as much as he can, and he says, all right, 3, 2, 1. You get off for the third time.
Let's find some glime.
Where would you like to head to search for glime? You know, actually, from the map you would have seen earlier that there is just past where you are now, there is the Videopolis Theater, which is literally just a theater for watching movies and stuff like that. But there is a large kiosk area that is attached to it. So you can get glime there if you wanted.
I will go there and say in French, because I speak French, un petit glime.
The person says, Your French is very good. That will be €3.
Shit. I pat my pockets and pray to God that I have some euros on me.
Oh, €3. Sorry, I'm thinking glime anywhere except Euro Disney. So that will be €8.
Do they have euros in 95?
I thought they did. I'm pretty sure
No, you're right. We should be using the American dollar.
No, what was the French peso?
Right? Oh, no, I'm an idiot. Sorry, they don't use euros. You're absolutely right. They don't use euros. That will be $8 Disney dollars.
Ah, damn.
Of course they don't use euros.
Yeah.
Not here, at least.
I flash my pass and say,
I am so sorry, sir, that the pass does not entitle to free concessions. You can get a meal at the hotels as you are staying at, but you cannot get drinks here.
God, it is so hard to get glime. Okay. Do I have any money on me?
You pat yourself down. Well, all right. Highs or lows? To any of the other kids, I've
lows.
Yeah, Squirrel nods and says, I've got some money.
Squirrel!
How much have you got, Squirrel?
He takes out 20 Disney dollars.
I go, yoink! I take it from Squirrel's hands, and I say,
why did he
un petit glime, please?
They give you a large cup.
I ask for a small.
That they don't have small.
Okay.
They give you a large cup of glime.
All right.
You walk a little away from the kiosk. You're just standing. It's a big, flat, paved area. You're just standing in the middle of that. Come on, Squirrel. Just drink some of the glime.
Just smell it. Let's see what happens. I pass the glime to Squirrel.
Squirrel takes off the cap, and he looks at it very unpleasantly. You can see it's like
I lick my lips. God, that looks good.
It's a dark green soda. You can see that it's carbonated. It's got bubbles floating in it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little viscous. You wouldn't call it like milkshake viscosity, but it's definitely a bit thicker than a Coke might be.
Sure.
Squirrel leans down and just... Smells a little like strawberries, I guess.
Strawberries, huh?
Hugh says, give it another sniff. Squirrel leans in a little closer this time, and Hugh slaps the slaps the container. The glime splashes all up into Squirrel's face.
I laugh heartily.
The entire group laughs heartily.
Well, how do you how do you feel, Squirrel?
It went up my nose. I can't breathe. He goes over to a bench and sits down.
Do you feel like yourself, Squirrel?
It tastes awful. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, to know.
Mm. You look over at Hugh. You see Hugh is kind of eyeing off a bin nearby.
Hugh. Hmm? I click at Hugh. Eyes on me, all right?
All right, all right, all right.
You got to stop burning bins. Please, brother.
Well, well, well. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Head in the game. All right, there's an alien mystery afoot.
You look over and you can see sitting next to Squirrel on either side are Harry and Ralph. They're kind of like questioning him, seeing how he feels. I feel fine. I feel fine. I don't know. I feel a little lightheaded, I guess, because it blew up my damn nose.
Mm. Well, it looks pretty safe. Shall we all indulge in some glime?
You go get another glime and Squirrel isn't going to drink any. But, yeah, everyone else, you all have a bit of a glime.
Yummy.
Is it good?
It tastes a little bit, it's got kind of like a strawberry beginning taste, but the aftertaste is kind of just sugar, to be honest.
Cool.
It's not great, but it's not bad either.
Well, I'm disappointed in glime. I thought it'd be tastier, and it doesn't even control your mind. Oh, well, Space Mountain again?
Sure, if you want it, you go to Space Mountain. You get into the line for Space Mountain, mm-hmm. and then while you're standing in line, you can see all of you are kind of like, you feel really impatient. You feel like kind of itchy, like something's clawing at the back of your head. You can't stop thinking about glime. It was so nice, actually. Maybe you want another one.
Well, I'm already in line. Yeah, well, let's just wait. We'll get some more glime after.
At this point, all of you are like, yeah, all right, we'll have some more glime after. We'll have some more glime after. But you're like, glime was really good.
Squirrel too?
No, Squirrel might be the only one who was like, you can have glime. I've had enough of it for one day. He points to his sticky face.
Interesting.
And are you guys putting those numbers together?
I don't think 13-year-olds are capable of that right now.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.